Is daf kuf zayin. So we got around six lines down. The Gemara says, "Amar Papa." Papa says, "Hi, Arisa de Dali, a nolim mimeni liyadayim, kila asa mikach gavra." What's Arisa de Dali? Rashi says towards the top, two lines down, "Hi, Arisa de Dali, tsinur sheshofen lamayim mina yor," a type of a channel, a pipe that they would draw water from the river. Bidili, in some type of pail, v'hu molich ma'im l'sados, it would help irrigate the fields. So now, a person shouldn't use that as a, for nidias adayim, he shouldn't put his hand in that water. It's not called a pouring of water, because as the Gemara says, d'lok asi mikach gavra, for nidias adayim to work has to come from your strength. But since it's far away from the river, it's flowing, it doesn't have koach gavra. V'makarv l'gave davla, d'lok asi mikach gavra, no l'imen l'yadayim. If, however, it came from an area, you know, the way it worked, it seemed they would draw water from the river and pour it into the pipe. And so if the you did nitiyas adayim close to where someone would pour the water into that pipe, so then it would be considered koach gavra. How close is close? I'm not sure, but it has to be close to the initial flush going down, came koach gavra. And then it says, again, imakarv l'gavri davla, dekos mikoach gavra, nolin memeni l'adayim. V'baza, davla, bekones mashka, male of life, umatbaba esayadayim. What's this case here? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, vibazi davla bekonis mashka. Kishanek of machnis mashka, if there's a hole, ibazi means there's a hole in the davla, in the dli, in the pail. If there's a hole and that's the size, that's machnis mashka, that's able to have water come in, gadalhu ktas, it's a little bit bigger. The kilua chayotzimeno nira, and the water that comes out is recognizable, vashofich shofich derech piv, litzinor, and then there's a regular lip, let's say, I don't know, there's a pitcher or a barrel. You pour the water out, but on the back side there's a little hole. So what's happening in, so you're pouring from the main side of the pitcher into the tzinor, but nekiv, which is in the back, or mikaleach me'achav, is pouring out of the back, liyor. So if that hole is big enough, there's different types of holes. You can have a small hole where water could leak out, but water won't enter in. But if the hole is big enough where it's machnis and mashkit, not only to draw water out, but it's also big enough to allow water to come into the vessel, that's big enough. So if I'm, let's say, pouring water this way from the main, the pitcher, and the back is like a little tiny little hole coming out from that, connecting it to the floor, to the river, so now I can be matbil my hand in that water as a tevila, because it's connected through this arch of the water to the yaor itself, which gives you enough shear of a tevila of the adayim. Okay, so that's the din. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Kli shenekev bekonis mashke, ein nolin mimeni adayim. He felt if it's a kli that has such a big hole, Rashi is lav kli, that's not called a kli. If it has such a hole, it's not called a kli anymore. You need to use a kli. Granted, you have it connected, right? The halacha was that if I have it connected, I'm allowed to do tevila, not nitiyas adayim. Tevila is allowed because I have the water connecting through the pitcher and the hole in the back. But to use that as a kli for nitiyas adayim, that's not allowed, because since it has a hole that's too big, it no longer is considered a kli, and you need to use a kli to perform nitiyas adayim.
One second. What is that? The water that's in the back, the hole. What is that connected to?
Connected to the river. So you have enough water, my 40 saw, to have a shiva mikvah.
You're pouring the main bucket onto where?
It's something else. It's sinor of some sort, yeah. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Kli she'ein bo revius, if the Kli doesn't hold a revius of water, ain't not lin mimeni adayim, that's not big enough for a Kli that you need for nitiyas adayim. It has to hold at least a revius. Aini, is that really true? V'hamar Rava, Rava says, Kli she'ein machzik revius, ain't not lin mimeni adayim. If it's not machzik, it can't be used. But ha machzik, afogav de les be'lo. If it's big enough, but you're not putting enough in, it's good enough. Meaning Rava said before, if there's not revius of water in there, it doesn't work. You have a huge kli, if you only put a tiny bit of water, it doesn't work. This next statement we have, in the name of Rav himself, the kli has to be able to have the size of revius, but you don't actually need a revius of water. So do you need a revius of water or do you not? I mean, everyone agrees you need a revius of the kli to have the ability to hold a revius of water. But there's machlokas, do you actually need that amount of water in there or not? So the Gemara says, Lokasha, there is no contradiction. Halachad halachre. Depends how many people you plan to wash. Disanya, may revius nolin liyadayim le'echad v'afilu shnayim. To wash the first guy's hand, you need to start with the revius of water. So now I pour hands on Reuven. So I didn't use a whole all revius, but I used half of it for Reuven. I could use the remaining for Shimon. But it's only if there was initially a revius in there. So when you said you need a revius, that's to wash the first guy's hand. But the second guy's hand, it could even be less than Revius, since it came from waters that was the size of Revius. So Amar Le Rav Sheshes, the Gemara is halfway down the Amar now. Rav Sheshes says, La Meimar, Kabdisa Amana, we makbid on using a kli. Do you have to use a kli, or maybe you could use a faucet of some sort? Amar Le In, ha makbid on a kli. Achazusa, you makbid in the water looking like water, the appearance that looks like water and it's not discolored. Amar Le In, ha makbid on the chazusa. Amar Le Shiura, are you makbid on the shear that there should be a shear of Revius? Amar Le In, a makbid on all three, on mana, chazusa, and shiura. Has to be a kli, has to be clear, and has to have the right shear. The Ikadami, others say, went slightly differently. Hachi Amar Lehu, amana v'chazusa kaptinan, a shiura lo kaptinan. The other opinion felt that no, he's makbid on a kli, he's makbid on chazusa, but he's not makbid on a shear. You do not need a shear or Revius. So that's the machlokes, what a Meimer felt. This Sani, the Braisa tells us that May Revius, not only a daim le'echad, vafilu l'shnaim. You could use a May Revius, amount of water, for one, and not only for one person, even for two people, which seems to imply that you don't need a Revius for each person. Less than a Revius is sufficient. That's the second opinion, that you don't need a shear. And the Gemara says, Lohi, that's not a raya. Shiny hasim, there is different. When you're washing two people in a row, mishum dekasim mishiyari tara. It came from the shear revius. But to have a less than shear revius to start with, even a maimer will agree, you can never start with less than a revius. So that everyone is in agreement. The Gemara then says, Askin Rav Yaakov min nar pakad. Rav Yaakov came from nar pakad. He was masking a na'la bas reviasa. He made a kli, a glass kli, that held the size of revius, exactly revius. And asking Rav Ashi, Behutzal, and Hutzal, he made Kuza Bas Revius. He made a earthenware kli that was able to hold the Revius. Now, the Achorim talk about why they make a kli that held just the Revius. The Revius is very small. The Revius could be like a shot glass. That's the size of the kli they used to use. So why would they make Dafka that's such a size for the Revius? And they explain because even though it would be better to have a much larger kli, they wanted to prove a point. Sometimes they did a point that Revius is what you need. Don't think you have less than this. So for example, Rav Soloveitchik was known. I've heard different whether this is really true or not. Rav Soloveitchik at his Seder plate, a Seder table rather, he would use for karpas. Anyone here what he used for karpas? A banana. Banana, according to some reports, to show people that a banana was a hadama. People thought it was
I heard some rabbi did that.
Some rabbi, okay. some rabbi did this in order to display that people thought, banana is a fruit, so it should be an eight, when it's really not true, bananas are different. So sometimes they would do things, even though it might not be ideal, to prove a certain point. So they made a revius that was dafka revius, just to show everyone that you need at least a revius to accomplish netilas yadayim. The Amar Rava, Rava says, Mugufas Chavis, Mugufas Chavis is the cover. The cover of a Chavis, a barrel, the din is Shetakna, that they fixed it, they carved out the inside, some type of base kibbol, so it should be able to hold no luminally a dime. If it's able to hold a revius, they could use that as well. That's called a kli, as long as there's some cavity to hold water. Tananami Hochi, the Braisa also says, Mugufas Chavis Shetikna, they fixed the seal, the cover of a barrel, no luminally a dime, it works. Chamas v'kafisha, which are types of leather pouches. So shetiknan, if you fix it in such a way where it's able to hold a revius of water as well, nolin mehenli yadayim would also work for an yadayim. But sak v'kupa, ava pisha mekablin, ain't nolin yadayim. But it comes to a box or comes to some type of bag, that won't work. Even though it's able to hold the revius of water, it doesn't work because Rashi explains sak v'kupa, ain't melachtan lemayim, deruban ain't mekablin mayim. Most of them, a box of cardboard or whatever they would use, a bag of some sort, wouldn't be able to hold the water. And even though this particular one can, it's not called a kli and doesn't work.
Even if you fix it up.
Right. The Gemara then says, "Ma'alechem b'mapa." Is a person allowed to use a mapa? Could you use something to hold the sandwich together? Some paper, brown paper bag, gloves in your hand. If you don't touch it, if you use a mapa, are you choshesh? Michashin on dilmanaga ola? Are we choshesh, even though the guy is using a mapa, and we still concerned he might touch the food with his hands, and he should still have to wash hands? Or no, we understand that we trust that he won't touch it, and he would not have to wash his hands. So Gemara brings a raya from the famous story of the Gemara in Sukkah, Tashma, Uchshenasa, Lola, Rabbi Tzadok, when they gave Rabbi Tzadok what to eat, Ochal pachas mikabeta, he ate less than the kabeta, and the nola mimapa, he took it with a mapa, didn't wash his hands, v'ochal chutz sukkah, he ate it outside the sukkah as well, v'enim avarach achor, he didn't say bracha afterwards. We learn many halachas from this maisa. One is you could eat less than a beta outside the sukkah, number two is you don't have to bench less than a kabeta, and you also don't have to wash hands. If you're having less than a kabeta, you could just use a mapa. So my love, ha kabeta, boy, nitiya sedayim. This is not implied, but if he had a shiva kabeta, then using a mappa wouldn't be sufficient. You would have to wash your hands, even if you're using a mappa. That's the implication. And the Gemara says, no. Duma ha-kabetza by sukkah by bracha. Maybe the implication is, if it was the size of kabetza, he would have to eat in the sukkah, and we'd have to bench afterwards, but it may not have any bearing on washing hands. Maybe he would still not have to wash his hands, even when he eats a kabetza or more. So there is no rye from that ma'isa of Reb Tzadda. Then the Gemara says, Tashma, the Shmuel Ashkecha l'Rav, the Ka'ach b'mapa. Shmuel once found Rav, the good friends, eating with a mapa, eating with something wrapped around the sandwich without touching the food. Amalei, says the Gemara, going into Amar Beis, Avdin Kedin, is it allowed? You allowed to do this? Are you doing the right halacha? You didn't wash your hands and you're holding with a mapa? Amalei says, Daiti Katsara Lai. What is Daiti Katsara Lava? So Rashi says, Daiti Katsara Istanis Ani. I'm a very a finicky person. The Afa Pisha Natalti Yadi, I didn't wash my hands, but EF Shar Lechel Biyadi, I don't like using my hands. I'm very proper and clean. I like to use forks and knives and not touch the food. And therefore, he even after washing his hands, he still used a napkin of some sort. Ki Salak Reb Zeira Reb Zeira, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechinul Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, the Ka'achli Bebavlai Chamasos, he saw that Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi were eating with some type of worn out cloth to hold their sandwiches. So Amar Trey Gavre Ravrive Kivasaychu Lifted B'Rav Shmuel. Two great gedolim like yourselves are confusing or making a mistake about the din of Rav and Shmuel. So the halacha is that you are not allowed to do this. So the Gemara says Hadaiti Ktar Kamar. So Rav himself said he was istanis, and that's the only reason why he did this. But you guys are not istanis, and therefore you should have to wash your hands and not use a mapa. So the Gemara says, did you forget that which it says? Rav Tachlifa Baravimi, Amar Shmuel, Hetir Mape Lochle Chuma, Lo Hetiru Mape Lochle Taharos, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Kohanim Havu. That they permit, there's a special dispensation for those who eat Ochle Chuma that they are allowed to wash, use a mape as opposed to using washing hands. So it's a special din by a Kohen who eats Chuma. Right, but look at the reason why. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains that the Kohanim Zerizin Hain V'lo Nagi. Us non-Kohanim, so we're not so careful, we touch things. A Kohen, you tell him eating Truma, just make sure not to touch it. He could use a mapa and not wash his hands. So Rabbami, Rabasi were a Kohanim, and therefore they were very Zariz in how they performed halacha.
Yeah, from
exactly, that's all source. So we are taking the Chumers that they actually didn't have. So it's funny.
They assumed that was that, like this surgeon gloves you could be able to eat, right? Even the
chachina. No, because you know what, you'll never touch it, you're saying?
Yeah, it's zero chance.
Lechora, I don't think we're passing that way. But you're right. Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah.
Okay.
Ibailu asks the Gemara now, Ochel machmas ma'ichel tzarech nitzisadayim olo. Let's say a person is eating and someone's feeding him, he's being fed. So the one who's eating, he's not using his hands at all. Does the ochel have to wash hands? His hands, he's lying in bed, is being fed. So does he have to wash hands before eating? Tashma, the Rav Huna bar Sechora hava koi kami de Rav Hamnuna. He's once standing, and Rav Huna was standing in front of Rav Hamnuna. Balam lei umtsa, and they were feeding him umtsa, feeding him some meat v'achel, and he was eating. So Amar lei, he loved the Rav Hamnuna at lo safini lecha. Had you not been Rav Hamnuna, so I wouldn't be feeding you. Why? My time, Allah, Mishum Dizahir Velonagi. I know Rav Hamnuna, you're very machbid on halacha, so I'm going to feed you because I know you're not going to touch the food. You make sure to leave your hands by your side and not to touch it. But implying someone else who's being ochel, who's being fed, machmas machil, would have to wash their hands because they might touch the food even though they're being fed. So Gemara says, lo. The Zariz Kadim Umashiv Yadeh Meikara. What he meant was Zariz, not that he's Zariz not to touch it, he was Zariz in that he washes hands before coming to the table to be fed. Meaning a person who is Ochel does have to wash his hands first, even though he's being fed. The Gemara is going to ask that question later on. Then the Gemara says, Tashma, Damar Rabbi Zera Merav, Lo Yitin Adam Prusel Toch Piv Shal Shamish Elm Kinyo Debo Shinata Yodav. A person should not feed a Shamish unless he knows he washes his hands first. This is a very important halacha about giving food to people who don't keep halacha, who don't say brachas. And Ani comes to the door, you know he's not going to say bracha. Can you give him food? Is that Lifnei Iver violations? So a person shouldn't feed the waiter until he had made sure he washes his hands.
What if it's someone's parents?
And they won't say bracha? That's personal. So then the Gemara says, "Veshamish mivarech al kol kos v'kos." The shamish has to say bracha on each cup he's getting. Why? Because he doesn't know if they're going to give him more. He's a waiter, and sometimes they're nice to him, sometimes they're not nice to him. So he gets one kos. So this might be his last drink for the day. And they give him another kos, he didn't expect it, so each time he gets a new kos, he has to say another bracha. Very different, for example, if we go into our house and you take some chips, you say bracha. And you go learn or come back to take more chips, you don't have to say another bracha, because we know we always have the accessibility to eat more as much as we want, so it's always in our das. But the shamash didn't have that that luxury, and therefore each time you'd have to say a new bracha, a kos for kos. V'einu mavarach al kol prosa prusa. But when it comes to bread, however, he doesn't have to say a separate bracha, because there he knows they'll at least give him bread. Wine is a little more chashev. They won't waste wine on him necessarily, but bread, he knows he'll get bread. So you say hamotzi once, and each piece of bread they give him, that's part of that initial bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar mavarach al kol prusa prusa. Even when it comes to bread, he's never certain that they're going to feed him, in which case he has to say a separate bracha on each loaf of, or slice of bread he gets. So Amar Papa, Papa says, Bishma Drav, Rabbi Yochanan Lokashia. So we understand there's no Kashia. Hadika Adam Chashiv, Hadaleka Adam Chashiv. So there's no really contradiction between the two of them, because one's talking about where there's an Adam Chashiv. When there's an Adam Chashiv there, he's going to make sure that the waiter's getting appropriate service, and he's going to make sure he's going to get the food, and therefore he'll have enough bread, no need for a new bracha. Rabbi Papa was talking about a situation where there was no Adam Chashiv, in this way, this case, rather Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a case where there was no Adam Chashiv, in which case the waiter has no idea if he's going to be fed bread later on, in which case he wouldn't have to say a separate bracha. We see from all this, in the end of the day, this whole conversation, so unless he washes his hands, so therefore a person who's being fed, ochel, machmas machel, does have to wash his hands. That's the answer. Because it said in the beginning that lo yitin adam prusa l'toch piv shel shamash elam ki yodav be'ashen natal yodav. You can't put food in his mouth unless you know he washed his hands first. So then the Gemara says, no, shiny shamash the tarid. It's not a raya. The shamash is very busy. He's busy serving everyone, and he's going to forget to wash his hands, and forget that he didn't wash his hands, he'll touch the food. He's very, very busy. But a regular guy who's just sitting back and being fed his grapes, let's say, or bread, whatever he's eating, so then he's not going to, he'll pay attention, and he'll be careful not to touch the food. So there is no rye from the shamash. The shamash is busy. He might just forget. And that's why he has to wash hands, but others may not necessarily have to wash hands, in which case we don't have a raya, what the lach is of an ochel machmas machel, whether he has to wash his hands. Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us, Lo yitin adam prusa l'shamish ben shakos, biyado ben shakos, biyado shabal bayis. A person should not give food to the waiter, whether or not the kos is in his hand, or whether the kos is in the baal bayis' hands. Shemi yara davar kilkal basuda, and perhaps something bad might happen to the suda, he's going to be taking food, and the baal bayis is going to get upset, and he's going to choke on the food like we discussed the other day, and therefore, when someone is drinking, we shouldn't give food to other people. So then the Gemara says, "Vashamish shelonatul yadav also litein prusa l'tochpiv." And a shamish who hasn't washed his hands, so then you're not allowed to feed him any food. So the Gemara now says, "Ibari luhu." What about the other question? Ezra's question: "Ma'achal tzarach nitzias adayim ho'enosa." The guy who's feeding but not eating, he's feeding someone else. Reuven's feeding Shimon. Does Reuven need to wash his hands or not? So the Gemara says, Tashma, the Tani, the Beit Menashe, Rebbe Nishimim, Gamliel, Omer, Isha, Madichas, Yada, Achas, Bemaim, Venosenes, Pas, Lebana, Katam. Talking about Yom Kippur, the Gemara and Yuma as well. So Yom Kippur, the woman is feeding her son, her child, so she should wash one hand in water and then give the child. So we see clearly that since she's even though she's only feeding someone, she has to wash her hands before feeding it. And the point here is, even though it's Yom Kippur and it's us to wash hands, it's permitted in this case before touching bread, because the bread is being touched by hands that are unwashed. It's going to be ruach ra of some sort. So, but she has to wash hands even though she's being machil. Gemara says, "Amru alav al shamay azakin." They say that shamay azakin shelo rotzel lahachil biyado achas. He was concerned not to feed with one hand, because he was concerned that perhaps he might touch with the other hand, so he'd wash both hands. V'gazal alav sheyachil b'sheyado. He should feed with two hands. This way, both hands are going to be touching it, and therefore there's a heter to wash both hands. Again, the person. But I think he would do both hands then.
Because since he didn't want to do one, because he was Yom Kippur, they made him do both.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. There it goes on him.
He didn't even want to wash one hand.
And he wouldn't feed the child. The child would also have to fast because his father, Shammai, wouldn't feed him. So we see that Machel does require an Atila, and there it goes on him that he has to feed with both hands and wash both hands. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Hasa Mishum Shivsa. That's not because of washing hands with an Etiyas Adayim of Pas. That's Shivsa. What Shivsa says Rashi on the bottom here, last four narrow lines, Hasa Mishum Shivsa, Ruach Ra Shor Al Yadayim Shal Not L'Shachar. So talking about a person who didn't wash Negel Vasser, that's where we're taught we have to wash hands. Not the other Shachar. V'lo Nizar Behen U'ba L'Hachlis Chaveru Ein Tzarech Netila. Natila of bread is only in those who are eating, not those who are feeding. So as long as they wash the hands of Negelvasser in the morning, you don't have to wash it again when feeding someone food. So Gemara. Excuse me? Not sure. So then the Gemara says, Toshma, Davud Shmuel, Shmuel's father, Shechal Shmuel, he found his son Shmuel, the Kabach, he was busy crying. Amalei, amai kabachisa. So why are you crying? He says, "Demachin Rabbi." So it's my Rebbe hit me. So amai, why do you do this? Damerli, he says to me, "Kasafisa lebrai v'lamashes yodai," because he says I'm feeding. How you translate this again? That you're feeding the and not washing hands.
You fed my son and you didn't wash your hands.
Oh, because he fed the son of the Rebbe, you didn't wash your hands. V'amai lamashes, and why didn't you wash your hands? So Amarlei, so Shmuel said to his father, "Hu achav ane mashina." He was eating, and I should wash my hands. He says, "Amarlei lo mistai de lo gamar." So he says to his son Shmuel, "So it's not enough that the he didn't learn, but mimchanami machi. Not only is he not learned, but he doesn't know that a machi doesn't have to wash hands, but he also hit you as well on top of that. So he's wrong on two accounts." And Hilchas, the bottom line is, Ochel machmas machil, tzarech netilas adayim, hamachil eino tzarech netilas adayim. The one who's eating, even though he's not touching the food, the eater always has to wash hands, and the machil, the feeder, does not need to wash the hands. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now the bottom.
It answers the case also where you don't touch it, because here, if you have like a cloth or you have gloves, we're saying in this case he didn't touch it at all and still has to wash hands.
Well, we don't know, because there's still a chashash that he might come to touch it. That was the whole concern. But if there are gloves on, so it's more unlikely that he's going to remove the gloves to touch something.
But is that more unlikely that I'm going to touch it when someone else is feeding me and I have my hands to the side?
Yeah, because I could always like put it in my mouth or who knows, stuff it in. Is like some lentil stuck on my mustache.
You're biting that and something drops and you react automatically.
So I'm not sure if it's a rye or not. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Okay, it says the new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, "Tzara adam basim v'gavina b'mat pachas achas." A person could wrap meat and cheese together in the same bag, in the same handkerchief. "B'vashlo yenogin," they can't touch each other though. Meaning, you could wrap it in such a way around each other so they're twisted, but now they can't actually physically touch each other. So this is when it's seemingly cold. So then the Mishnah says further, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Shnei Achsanayim, two guests, Auchlan al Shulchanecha, they're able to eat the same table. Zeb Basar Zeb Gvina Vein Choshen. One guy has cheese, one guy has meat, and there is no concern because they don't know each other. Two guests coming to an inn, they don't know each other, they're not going to share food with each other, and therefore there's no chashash. So Gemara says, V'chi Noga Zeb Zeb Mai Habe. So Tony Matoninhu. So Gemara says, and even if they touch each other, what's the big deal? Let them touch each other, and it's not going to be a problem. So Gemara says, Amar Bai, Nihit de Klipa Labai, Hadacha Mi Labai. Granted, two cold pieces touch each other. You don't need to scrape off a klipa, the outer shell, but you still have to wash it off. So we want to avoid having to wash it up, because let's say the cheese and meat touch each other and you forget to wash it off, then it's a problem of Basar B'chalav. So therefore, to avoid that need to wash it off, if you want to wrap them in the same bag, the same shopping bag, make sure they are wrapped in this, they're not touching each other. There's something dividing between the two. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Shnei Achsanayim Ochlan Al Shulchanecha, two guests would sit at the same table. So comes along Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami Amar Shmuel Lo Shanu Elo Shein Makirin Zed Zed. It's only true if they don't recognize each other, because what two strangers will share food with each other? Ava Makirin Zed Zed. Also, if they recognize each other, two friends coming together, even though they're both guests, that would be a problem because they might share the cheese and meat. So the Gemara says, Tani Nami Hoch, the Brisa says the same thing, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Bezach Sanoim Shenis Archul of Pundak Echer. Two guests come to an inn. Zeb Bab Min HaTzafon, one guy comes from the north, Zeb Bab Min HaDarom, another guy from the south, Zeb Bab Bechatichasa, Zeb Bab Min Gvenasa, one guy's got his steak, one guy's got his cheese sandwich, Ochon Al Shulchan Echer, you could eat Zeb Basar, Zeb Gvina, that's completely permitted. Vein Choshen, there's no chashash, they're going to share food, mixing Basar B'chalap. V'lo Asur El B'Tvisa Achas, it's only Asur B'Tvisa Achas, if it's all all in one tefisa. Bekrach achad, only if it's a really wrapped together. What do you mean tefisa achas? The Gemara says tefisa achas b'sagadaitach ela ke'en tefisa achas. So Rashi explains here tefisa achas b'sagadaitach ha b'lo shulchan ochel av nami aser. So tefisa achas, if it's really eating in mamish the same spot, the cheese and the milk, that's going to be aser b'tefisa achas. It can't be that situation when they're eating mamish in the same like tablecloth here. So it means it's only aser when they're eating in close proximity like tefisa achas, but not actual tefisa achas. That's when it's aser. When they're too close to each other, that's when it's a problem.
Well, this is the case, I don't understand. Meaning two guys come, how could two people come with tefisa achas? I don't understand.
No, they're eating in, the Gemara says it can't be tefisa achas. It's not in a situation where they're eating close to tefisa achas. When they're eating in proximity, like on this...
It's like a bundle.
Yeah. That's only
they're like they're crowded next to each other.
That's only if they know each other.
This only if they even if they're not know each other. No, this
if is they don't really know each other. Then it's
no, but this is even when they don't know each other, they're still an iser if it's tefisa achas. Even though they don't know each other, if it's too close, then it's a problem. If they're far away from each other, so two strangers won't share. But two strangers are sitting on top of each other, kein tefisa achas. So then that's going to be a problem, even though they're in makir. So then, no. This is Machlokas Rashi tells you how to read this, by the way.
The cases where they don't know each other.
Yeah, so this is Machlokas Rashi tells you how to read this.
Okay.
See, So then the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Yemer bar Shlamiya le baye shnei achin makpidin zel zeh. So let's say you have two brothers, but they're makpid on each other. They don't share nicely with each other. They don't. They each have their own food, their own styles, but they're brothers. So they're makirin. They're more than makirin. So Amar le Yomer kosarikin asurin asarikin baitus. Mutarim. So this is a phrase we use oftentimes. We don't like to split different things up. So this is a halach of Sarikin talked about bakers. You're not allowed to bake matzahs in different shapes. Why? Because it takes time, and you're adding more time to it. It's going to be a problem of chametz. So you're not allowed to make shapes. Just regular circle matzahs, that's it. But you have these fancy bakers who are very good at making matzah, and they can make fancy shapes and not be a problem of chametz. So we're going to say all bakers are aser, but these particular bakers of baitus, that family, are able to make it? No, we say lo plug. We don't want to distinguish between different people. Here as well, if you see two brothers eating next to each other, no one knows that they're makbid on each other. So, if two brothers who know each other can eat next to each other on the table, that means every brother is going to eat with each other, bas b'chav, at the same table, and therefore across the board, if people know each other, they're makirin zedzeh, it's aser to eat gvina and basr on the same table. Ulatamech, the Gemara says, according to your reasoning, we know that there's an iser to do kfis, an iser to launder on Yom Kippur, on rather Chol HaMoed. But let's say a guy's got one thing left. He only has one suit. That's all he owns. And he needs to wash it. It got dirty. He can't show up to work. He can't go to the shul looking such a way. He's allowed to. So Gemara says, wait a second. How is that allowed? Yom, we're going to say the same line. Kol sarikin asurin v'sarikin baitis mutarin. Isn't that being mechalik that everyone else is aser to launder clothing and Ruvain's allowed to. Isn't that a chilek? And the Gemara says, no. Hasam hu amar mar baravashi aizori mochiach alav. His guy's standing there naked. He's got a belt on and that's it. He's washing his naked down by the water. Everybody knows he's got no other clothing. He has a special exception. But everybody else, it would be usher to launder. Here as well, it's usher for everyone to make shaped matzahs. And it's usher for every brother to sit at the same table, basar givina, even though they are makbid on each other. Okay.